Day 13, December 13th. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 30, and was written by Sarah Betzig, class of 2021, communications strategist. I have always thought of the commandment, "The greatest among you must become like the least, and the leader like one who serves," as a call to servant leadership as the proper way to wield power. Like Jesus, each Christian ought to seek to be a servant of others, most especially those in leadership. I wonder what would happen, though, if we flipped the equivalents in this commandment. I recently learned of the Silent Parade, a peaceful protest in which 10,000 African Americans marched silently along New York City's Fifth Avenue in 1917 as part of an anti-lynching movement. In addition to the silence of the marchers, something notable about this particular protest is that the children led the way in the march, while men brought up the rear. That is, those with the least power were the leaders, even among this marginalized group. It's easy to dwell on the part of this passage that promises exaltation, the "I confer on you a kingdom" part, the "you will sit on thrones judging others" part. Focusing on these, I might think, I am to be elevated to a place of power, so long as I am Christ-like enough to wield it responsibly, and, well, of course I will be, with God's help. But that, to me, sounds a lot like the disciples' arguing about who among them will be the greatest, which is precisely the thing Jesus is pushing back against. What if instead of Jesus outlining a program for how to get into power, or how not to be jerks with the power we have, the Lord is helping us to know where to look for direction as we seek to follow Him? Not the leader should become least, but the least should become leader. What if, like in the silent parade, we took our cue for the direction of our efforts for peace on earth from the little ones, from the least of these, from the powerless? As the great magi turned their course in the direction of an infant child, perhaps the least of these among us can best help us, the church, discern where God is calling us to go next. Perhaps the little ones best know the way to shalom after all. Today's prayer. God, in your infinite love and wisdom, you chose to live among us as a little child. As we prepare to welcome you anew, give us eyes to see your leading in the least among us. Give us humility and wisdom to lay down our greatness at your feet. Teach us ever to follow you, and open our eyes, ears, and hearts to your call to wholeness, that is, peace on earth. In your name we pray. Amen.